approving to the agreement as the form.
If there's no questions, I make the motion to approve the service and maintenance agreement between Summer One and Taney County.
Okay. Second, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the University of Missouri Extension update. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. So I've just got a few updates with the Small Business Development Center.
State your name, please.
Oh, Amy Jackson.
Amy Jackson with Missouri Extension.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So we wrapped up our early stage business boot camp, which was an 8-week session. And at the end of that 8 weeks, we had provided almost 328 hours of training. So this was a free boot camp for early stage businesses or businesses that had not started yet. It was a huge success. We are currently talking and planning for a fall boot camp that will start probably right after Labor Day. So we're working on that.
Can I get you to state your position with the Missouri Extension?
Oh, sure. I'm a regional business consultant with the Small Business Development Center.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we are working with Elevate Branson as well with that early stage boot camp, just so that we're not duplicating efforts. And then the other thing is the Elevate program is in full swing. We're in a cohort right now. We'll have another one July, August. This is for existing businesses. So this is something that I think can really benefit Taney County. Businesses with 10 to 100 employees that are looking to grow. This is customized counseling and consulting to help elevate those businesses to the next level is really what it's designed to do. And it puts them with mentors and specialized consultants that are designed to help get them from maybe like that 1 million mark to the 5 million or 10 million mark. So it's truly designed around growth. And then the other thing that is really exciting is when I was looking at some data, and I contribute a lot of this to the support of Taney County itself, but we have had the opportunity to consult with 59 unique businesses since January 1st, which might not seem like a huge number, but that's not consulting sessions, that's 59 different businesses. And that number is growing each month. So we're seeing some increase in people knowing what services are available through the SBDC. That's great.
It is. The VITA program, do you have any information on that?
I don't. I'm not involved with that program at all. And I know that she's still
right.
Married. They've asked me actually not to be in the building.
Well, I know last we had heard they had done several this year, the VITA program with the tax preparation, and they were serving a lot of citizens throughout
yes.
the county. So
yes, she, every week it's completely booked.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she will have wrap-up numbers for you. At the end of, well, I guess it's probably
15.
Like a week away.
Yeah, yeah, next Monday is
probably
tax
can't
day.
Come soon enough for her.
Right.
But even after that, I've sent people down just the other day on the homestead where they can get their money back if they mm-hmm. pay their taxes and they're under the
yes.
Requirement, the income requirement. They can file and get that back from the Department of Revenue, and they've been helping with that.
Yes, and I'm not sure what week that Jody is going to be here talking with you guys, but I'm sure she'll have an update for you. So, like I said, the one thing she asked for me is to not be in the building on these days, and I'm like,
sure.
Done.
You're busy.
Yeah. No, we appreciate everything you all have done. I can say just in the short time I've been here, just over a year, I've seen the efforts increase. I've seen you guys' what you're doing in our community. It's making a great difference, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Amy, you cover how many counties?
Stone, Taney, Christian, and then, of course, Greene County is kind of a collaborative effort because that's where the home base is at the e-factory. But I'm finding that I am in Taney County 2 to 3 times a week
and that's,
for
because all the interest is there.
Yes. So I'm holding office hours at the Branson Chamber, generally once a week, to where I'm meeting with clients, you know, face to face. They do seem to prefer that. I'm using the extension office some, and then just starting to really get my footing with different chambers. So the Branson Chamber, Forsyth Chamber, you know, getting in and talking and meeting with people there at those chamber events. And honestly, spreading the word. So I think you guys do a good job of letting people know that the resources are there, and, you know, continuing to just hand out those cards and say, hey, contact these people. Sure. You know, they'll help. So what we do is, you know, completely confidential, which businesses like. No one wants to share their big idea mm-hmm. unless they know it's safe. And then our consulting is always done at no charge to the individual. So, and we can work with existing businesses or someone that's just starting with an idea.
Thank you.
Beth?
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Next on our agenda, we have the monthly budget report. With us, we have Tane County Auditor, Mr. David Clark.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Wanted to report the month of March's budget report showing at the end of March, beginning of April, we are starting with, or we have $68,414,181 in the county funds, the county funds overall. General county funds, we have $16,532,899. In road and bridge fund, it shows in the CART fund is $2,700,658, and in the trust fund, it's going to be $16,533,778. In the sewer fund, it has at the end of March is $16,517,271. And the law enforcement tax has $6,558,033. Also, the ARPA grant currently has, known as Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, is going to be $3,400,637, and it showed that we had month of March, total of $2,787,281 in sales tax revenue, shown to be $733,285 in GCR, road and bridge, and then also in sewer, and then law enforcement got sales tax of $549,103. And then also it showed that the new marijuana sales tax this month showed $38,337. And that is the monthly report for March.
On the law enforcement tax, what's being taken out of there? Is it the benefits for the employees and the rest is coming out of the county other than the budgeted items?
So currently it is going to be the concept of the employees' benefits coming out of there, and then what was budgeted is the expenses. Mainly right now is going to be the employee employees' salaries will be transferred out. A certain amount is going to be taken out at the end of the year for the expenses for the sheriff, jail, prosecutor, and juvenile departments.
Do depend on how much the fund will handle at that time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But are all the benefits, they're coded to automatically come out of there?
Correct.
So the figure you're given has those out of there?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. All right. Next, we have our add-on report with us from our Taney County Clerk's Office. We have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison. Good morning.
Good morning. We have the personal property abatements add-on for March of 2024, for the month of March.
Move to enter into record the personal property abatement and add-on report for March 2024 as presented.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. That is our last order of business we have down here. We are scheduled for a planning and zoning roundtable. Upstairs was at 9:30. I have 9:42 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.